You're listening to SBS News.
As if at a cricket match, Acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce went in to bat for Christian Porter.
He's had a bad day at the wicket. There's no doubt about that. And that issue has been dealt with. He has stepped down from the cabinet.
The man once touted as the next Prime Minister, Christian Porter, is now a backbencher. His defamation action against the ABC is under examination. He says lawyers are costly.
My lawyers, whilst they are very good, are very, very expensive.
So expensive, he accepted mystery donations to defend his reputation after strongly denying an allegation of historical rape reported by the public broadcaster. Labour's legal affairs spokesman, also a former Attorney General, is Mark Dreyfus.
Porter breached the ministerial standards by receiving a secret gift, and he is in breach of the standards that apply to members of the Australian Parliament.
Once gifts reach a value of over $300, MPs have obligations to consider disclosing the source. Mark Dreyfus says Mr. Porter fell short of ministerial standards.
He can either tell the Australian public what they are entitled to know, or he can resign.
But in a three-page statement, Mr. Porter insists he's done nothing wrong, that there was no conflict of interest, and the donors, while they contributed on the basis of confidentiality, weren't lobbyists or prohibited foreign entities. Jeffrey Watson is a lawyer at the Centre for Public Integrity.
The reason why we have disclosure laws is so that we know who is giving the money, and thus we can try and work out backwards what sort of influence they're seeking to wield over the individual who's receiving the money.
But Mr. Joyce and Cabinet colleagues continue to defend Mr. Porter.
Mr. Porter has not done anything illegal. Now the contract is from his employer, which are the electorate of Pearce.
The government was hoping the move to the backbench would quell political focus on Mr. Porter. So far, that hasn't happened. When he returns from Washington, Prime Minister Scott Morrison will need to reshuffle his ministry for the fourth time since December. And Mr. Porter will still be in the public spotlight, staying on in his seat of Pearce and confirming he will contest the next election. The issue is fueling calls for a federal integrity commission from Greens leader Adam Bandt.
Scott Morrison and Barnaby Joyce won't enforce any standards of transparency or integrity, so we need an independent watchdog to do it for them.
Long-standing calls for such a commission are still yet to come to fruition. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.